1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time 751. Fourth Thursday of each month at this time, we check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Fine, very well. Good morning. Have you been? Sorry I missed the last call.
I hope you had a good vacation. Good time.
Yes, I did. I did. I need it. It was a good family vacation.
All right, fantastic. All right, so it's down to work and a special session for you guys today, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I will be in. How is the traffic going to Hartford?
Take the Merritt, I think.
Excellent. I will be taking the Merritt in half an hour.
All right. What's going on with the special session today?
Well, you know, we started with the car tax. That is something that we have to be done. But unfortunately, I think that you know, we got an omnibus bill where a lot of things had been added, and so we will be voting for one bill. There are things that we didn't have much time to read to analyze. That's why I'm going early and discuss and talk and get a bit more information. But it's a process that I particularly do not enjoy. I don't like this last minute adding into one bill five different or 10 different issues. So we will see.
All right.
We will see. I am not happy. I'm not happy. The preservation. Historical Society in Greenwich is not pleased with what is coming out of the preservation bill, as we call it. So I have to see a few things, but I am not very pleased with the process.
All right, let's talk about that preservation bill. Something your colleague, State Representative Meskers, has touted, has supported. What is the problem that the Historical Society has with it?
Well, there are very good parts, and I understand extremely well what Representative Mesker is doing, and is great because it's a project in Waterbury that has to be redone, and is being proposed to be redone in a good way, and it's excellent. It's what Representative Mesker is necessary. And do we have to make a bill out of preservation for that and take the independence on the decisions by the Preservation State Commissioner? Not sure about that. I think that one thing is the project in Waterbury that I will fully support. And another thing is just to take the authority out of and put it in the economic development for many projects that the preservation state agency might think that they are not the good projects.
All right, will you be supporting these bills then today?
It's a one bill, and that's the problem. And I don't think so. Right now, I don't think so, but I will see when I get there.
Okay, let's talk.
You know, some last minute. You know, there are always also last minute changes and amendments, and I don't know if having been voted in the Senate, we can amend it in the House. So that's why I'm going early. And again, as I said, it's a process that I don't like. The last aspect that I would like to add is that special sessions are for projects that require some urgency. Urgency means, for example, in the tax car, that there is an expiration date, June 30, so decision has to be made if you extend it or not before June 30. That I understand, the urgency, because there is a deadline. And some of the other bills that gets into this omnibus bill, my question is, do there is an urgency there? Can that be done in a regular session and discuss it? And that was also my question on this rushing different things into one bill.
All right. With State Representative Hector Arzino, let's get to something more positive. Funding for Greenwich Library. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, I'm very proud. I'm very proud with this State House delegation, with Representative Meskers, Cannon, myself. You know, we were tireless to get back state dollars for our schools and projects and our nonprofits. In the case of the nonprofits, there are several ones that we will be visiting during the summer that we made it possible to get grants, and one of them is the Greenwich Library, and the Greenwich Library was in need to replace elevators that were beyond their useful life, and this is when we came up. We came up with 400,000 just help to help the town and the library, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, visited library in the state, just to renew for, you know, the children that visit the library, the seniors, and us that are consumers of all the good products that our Greenwich Library offers, to have the proper elevators in working conditions.
All right, Representative Hector Arzino, end on a positive note there. Appreciate your time this morning. Have a safe trip up to Hartford today, and try to avoid all that traffic. And we'll talk next month.
Thank you very much, Tony, and talk to you next month. And have a great weekend, and happy 4th of July.
All righty, same to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That is State Representative Hector Arzino, and joins me on the fourth Thursday of each month. Next Thursday, we're into the month of July, and actually, it's the 4th of July. So we'll work things out with State Representative Rachel Connors, see if we can get her.